Was he so put off, so worried? He took a moment to turn his heart and mind heavenward.
Lord, you are in control. May your will be done.
As he refocused on his surroundings, the trees opened to a clearing. There among the teeming of natural life sat the distinguished men of the tribe. 10 men in their prime sat in a semicircle around a small fire, conversing in a language he'd yet to master. Did they talk about the state of affairs of the tribe? Perhaps they discussed particular members of the tribe, how they fared this season. Maybe they shared who would need assistance and who prospered. Atahi did not stop until he was an arm's length outside the circle. Were they to stand so close? Would they not be intruding on the private matters of the council? Unmoved by Thomas's reluctance, Atahi stood his ground, watching, waiting. Thomas fought the urge to drop to his knees in supplication, but remained upright and stepped to Atahi's side. He would have to trust his guide. At this distance, he could make out the lines of the stern faces illuminated by the flames. His breath caught, and his pulse quickened. These were a proud people. He stood as straight as possible, chin up, mimicking a confidence he didn't feel. The tribe's councilmen continued their discussion as if nothing had happened. No one acknowledged or seemed to realize that Thomas and Atahi stood just beyond their intimate gathering. Time passed, but some moments later, a quiet came over the circle. A break in their discourse? Should he introduce himself? Was that what they waited for? That was why he came. He stepped forward. Atahi's hand shot out. When Thomas's eyes caught Atahi's, there was no mistaking the rebuke, though his eyes never moved from the council member's circle. Why was Thomas to wait? Atahi still would not look in his direction. Thomas let out a long breath. This would be one more thing he needed to accustom himself to. He wanted to show respect and meet their expectations, so he remained silent, while the council picked up their interchange once more. Time passed as he stood quietly, waiting to be addressed. Sweat beaded on his forehead from the strain of standing still. How long would this continue?
Ow!
Atahi jabbed his arm. Jerking his head toward his guide, Thomas wiped at his forehead and rubbed his injured arm. Atahi tilted his head at the group of men. Thomas shifted his gaze in that direction. 10 sets of eyes were upon him. His heart skipped a beat, gathering his wits and sending up another quick prayer for wisdom. He forced his feet to carry him into the open space created by the semicircle.
Great men, I bring greetings from the American Board of Commissioners for Foreign Missions.
His voice broke. He clasped his hands behind his back as they, too, were shaking. Atahi, still standing just beyond the circle, translated. Thomas continued.
I am honored you have decided to allow me to live among your people. It is my hope that my presence will be to our mutual benefit and will lead to a greater understanding between our peoples.
The men of the council exploded with speech, shooting words and phrases back and forth, some even thrown in Thomas's direction, arms and hands flung toward him. Thomas fought the urge to shrink back. He furrowed his brows and bit at his lip.
What are they saying? Why are they so enraged?
Finally, the older man at the top of the semicircle spoke. His voice was strong and sure, a deep baritone that demanded attention. Was he the chief of this tribe? All discussion halted. Had he called for silence? Some of the men hung their heads. The chief spoke again. Atahi, translating for Thomas, seemed to be the only man who dared open his mouth.
We have come to understand that there are many opinions on this matter. We agreed to welcome this man into our village. He is under our protection and will enjoy our goodwill. This is what I say.
Some of the men nodded, their faces drawn and serious. Others turned away. The chief's eyes leveled on Thomas, and the words that he spoke, though indistinguishable to Thomas, were deciphered by Atahi.
Welcome to our home, missionary.